The Supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu Alaikum and welcome to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Again, we have an auspicious day. Today is the birthday anniversary of two important characters in the world of Islam. The birthday anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, and Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. So, congratulations on this auspicious occasion. Today, Friday, is the 17th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. accept our congratulations on the Unity Week and the birthday anniversary of Prophet Muhammad and Imam Sadiq, peace be upon them.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word, they can never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
In this part, we'll look at the universal message of the Holy Prophet. Prophet Muhammad was sent by Allah with the universal message of Islam as the messenger of mercy, whose mission was foretold by all previous prophets over the different parts of the world. He preached brotherhood of humanity. Although born in Arabia, he never said the Arabs had any preference over the non-Arabs. Among his companions were Salman, the Persian, Suhaib, the Roman, Bilal, the black Abyssinian. According to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, a true Muslim is the one from whose tongue and hands other are safe. A true Muslim should not oppress anyone, since oppression is a grave and unforgivable sin. Trampling the rights of others disrupts the psychological health of persons and is the most important factor for discord and separation. The seal of the prophets made it clear that Muslims should regard themselves as brethren of the same community, and anyone who is not concerned about the affairs of fellow Muslims is not a true Muslim. It means a Muslim should not betray another Muslim, let alone slander or kill him. As per the practice and behavior of Prophet Muhammad, a Muslim ought to be the mirror of his Muslim brother. Dear brothers and sisters, congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, and our sixth Shia Imam, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him.
Sheikh Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, actually, we are going to talk about the role of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the 14 infallibles, I mean the A'imma alayhim salatu wassalam, in establishing wahda and unity among Muslim ummah. Wahda and unity was important for the imams, but at the same time, they were spreading the true teachings of Islam. They were teaching Muslims the true message of Islam. They were trying to their best to convey, to deliver the true teachings and doctrines of Islam to the Muslim ummah. But at the same time, they tried to preserve the unity among Muslims. So preserving unity does not mean to forget about the true teachings of Islam. To, for example, forget about the true doctrines of Islam. No, it doesn't mean that. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, Imam Rida alayhi salatu wasalam. This imma taught a lot, the Muslim ummah, the true teachings of Islam. But at the same time, they were trying their best to preserve the unity among Muslims. So sometimes we might misunderstand the unity, that if you want to preserve unity, we should forget about the true teachings and doctrines of Islam. No, it doesn't mean that. We can keep united. You can be a united ummah, but at the same time, we must be in search of true teachings and doctrines of Islam. This is what we should understand from the life of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the lives of the infallibles. That unity among Muslim ummah was one of their main objectives and purposes of their lives, of Islam, of the Quran. So that's why we must be very much cautious and aware about this important objective and purpose of our religion, Islam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Things any Muslim can personally do to help foster Islamic unity. Amongst them, heed the advice found in Surah Hujurat. This 49th chapter of the Holy Quran provides excellent guidance on the kind of behavior that Muslims should avoid to establish Muslim unity. For instance, Allah advises us to avoid mockery, defamation, and suspicion. These are all things which serve to divide us and create hatred, hurt, and dissension. Discuss the theme of Surah Hujurat relating to Muslim behavior in family meetings, study circles, and classes for young and old Muslims, khutbas, talks in your community to share this divine wisdom with all. Whenever you recall that you have done ghibah, or backbiting, against a Muslim or non-Muslim, you should remember that you need to seek that person's forgiveness. Doing this is a prerequisite to washing off that sin. You listen to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on the birthday anniversary of Prophet Muhammad and Imam Sadiq, peace be upon them. So we offer our congratulations on this auspicious Eid. In this part, we'll look at the life and conduct of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is the sixth Imam of Shia. His imamate lasted 34 lunar years and was concurrent with the reign of the last five Umayyad caliphs and with that of the first two Abbasid caliphs. Because of the weakness of the Umayyad rule at his time, Imam Sadiq was able to have relatively wider scholarly activities. His companions, students, and those who quoted hadith from him are said to have amounted to 4,000 people. Most of the hadith of Ahlul Bayt recorded in Shia hadith collections are from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Despite the weakness of the Umayyads and the requests from the Shia, Imam Sadiq did not rise up against the caliphate. To facilitate his contact with the Shia, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, established the network of deputyship. The activities of this network continued and expanded until the end of the minor occultation. The Imam was summoned several times to Baghdad, and thus he traveled to Iraq and also visited Karbala, Najaf, and Kufa. He showed the grave of Imam Ali, which was previously unknown to his companions. Some Shia scholars believe that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was poisoned by Al-Mansur Al-Dawaniqi and thus martyred. He introduced Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, to his companions as his successor. But to protect the life of Imam Kazim, he mentioned in his will five people, including Al-Mansur, as the executors of his will.
Heartfelt congratulations for the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the week of unity. Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salam says, "Ilzamul Jama'ah wajtanibul Furqah." Be always with the group of Muslims and believers who are united. Remain with the community. Avoid division, separation. Or in another place, وَإِيَّاكَ وَالْفُرْقَةِ فَإِنَّ الشَّاذَّ مِنَ النَّاسِ لِلشَّيْطَانِ كَمَا أَنَّ الشَّاذَّ مِنَ الْغَنَمْ لِلذِّئْبِ. If you have a group of, for example, sheep or goats, and one of them goes away, there is a great chance that wolf or wolves may get and kill and eat that sheep or goat, which is not remaining with the herd. Amir al-Mu'minin says, those who are not with Jama'ah, those who are not with the community of Muslims, and in the name of sectarianism or other names, they try to say we are special and the rest are not, you know, equal to us, so we cannot be united with them. So they end up with being alone. And then he says, أَشَّاذَ مِنَ النَّاسِ لِلشَّيْطَانِ. Those who isolate themselves and go away, they would be for shaitan, pray for shaitan. Shaitan would attack them easily, misguide them easily, take control of them easily. Alhamdulillah, it's now 14 centuries that Sunni Shias have lived together, and we have hundreds of millions of Sunnis and Shias. Of course, the majority is with the Sunnis, but we have hundreds of millions of Muslims from different schools in different countries have lived together for 14 centuries peacefully. But this is not enough. We need to maintain and build upon this experience and make ourselves more united and make such a strong bond of brotherhood among us that no challenge would be shaken our brotherhood.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. You listen to this on a big occasion, an auspicious Eid, the birthday anniversary of the last Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, and Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. Thank you very much, and till another episode of today's special, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. Fi amanillah. La ilaha illa Allah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illa Allah, Allah Rabbi, محمد نبي علي إمامي. لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and congratulations to you all on the blessed birthday anniversary of the Seal of Messengers, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Today also happens to be the birthday anniversary of the Holy Prophet's sixth infallible successor, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him. In honor of this day of double blessing, we have selected for you an enlightening statement from the Holy Prophet. I was sent by God to complete the best of morals.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding the importance of unity between people. Now, as you know, we are in the week of unity, the week of unity between Muslims. This today specifically is also, according to the stronger Shiite narrations, the birthday of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's also the birthday of Imam Sadiq alaihi salam. And for these reasons, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on this most auspicious and happy days. You know, there are many hadiths and verses of the Holy Quran regarding the importance of unity between people, between Muslims, and even between the followers of all of the Abrahamic faiths. You know, there's a verse, famous verse in the Holy Quran, in which God says, addressing the Prophet, he says, "Tell the people of the book to come. Let's come together." And come to a consensus, come to an agreement. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. Right? It says, "O people of the book, come, let's make a consensus, let's make an agreement with one another that we will not worship, you know, anybody but God, and we will not take, people, right? For example, our superiors as our lords, right? I mean, we're not going to listen to, these you know, people who are at higher post than us, and we're not going to worship them and disobey a God, you know, by listening to their orders. Right. So even God Almighty in the Holy Quran, He even encourages unity between peoples of other faiths, right? The people of the book. And so this really clearly indicates the importance of, you know, of unity. In a very beautiful hadith, it's been narrated by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. It's been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that the Imam said, "A charitable act most loved by God is reconciliation between people if they have fallen out, if people have disagreed with one another, are fighting and quarreling with one another. Reconciling them is an act of charity. It's considered a sadaqah." The actual word used here is sadaqah. It's an act of charity. In continuation, the Imam says, "And bringing them together when they have become distanced from one another." If we bring them together after they have become distanced from one another, right? This is considered an act of charity. It has the same reward as one would get if by, handing over some, you know, money and charity to a poor person, right? This is how important this is. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, whose birthday it is today, said, "Shall I inform you of something that holds a higher status than fasting, praying, and giving charity?" The Prophet said, "Making peace between people." Right? This clearly indicates, you know, the importance of unity and, making peace between people. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of unity in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, respected listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here we are again with some of our students from Sevier International School, Brother Hussein Rohullah and Fawad Haider and Brother Hassan Nasrullah. And I'm going to say hello to them, inshallah. Then we will be here with you with our next session. So, hello, Hussein Rohullah. How are you doing?
Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine.
How are you? Alhamdulillah. I'm good. Hassan Nasrullah, how are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. So, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. So, today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll be working on one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah and we'll, inshallah, carry on. So, alhamdulillah, today we are going to, inshallah, practice and work on ayah 32 and ayah 33 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So make sure you stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session. So Hassan, Hussein, and Fawad, are you ready, inshallah, to listen to these two verses of the Quran Kareem from Surah Al-Baqarah?
Yes.
Let's go.
قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون.
Now I will be inshallah reciting the same as the previous sessions. You will be repeating. Is that okay?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا
قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا
إنك أنت العليم الحكيم
إنك أنت العليم الحكيم
قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم
قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم
فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم
فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم
قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض
قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض
إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون
إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. In the previous ayah we learned about the challenge, yes? So now we will take a look at who wins the challenge, okay? When Allah Almighty asked the angels, okay, to say the names, the knowledge, okay, to present their knowledge, okay, they said that we know nothing except the things that you have taught us, okay? Comparing to the knowledge that Allah Almighty had given to Adam, the knowledge that the Adam alayhi salam had, the human being, okay? So the knowledge of the angels were nothing. So, okay, Allah Almighty had especially blessed Adam alayhi salam, the human being, okay, with knowledge, divine knowledge. So the angel, when Allah Almighty asked them to present their knowledge, okay, say these names, okay? The names, the things that I have given to Adam, can you say them? If you're saying that, if you're claiming that you're better than Adam, so say this. Remember that Allah Almighty had given permission to the angels to talk, to ask questions. Otherwise, they will never do anything without the command or without the permission of Allah Almighty, okay? So, the angels, they say that, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكْ قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكْ, okay? لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا. We don't have any knowledge, okay? We don't have any knowledge. إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا, except what you have taught us. So we don't know these things that Adam know. It means we don't have that knowledge. Okay?
Yes.
They said that, immaculate are you, or subhana, glory to you, okay? We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Indeed, you are the all-knowing. You are the all-wise. So, look, the angels admit that Allah Almighty has the all-knowledge and Allah Almighty knows Adam is better than angels. Because He created them. He created him better than angels.
Yes.
So Allah Almighty has not created the, for example, whatever on earth or whatever in the skies for the angels. Rather, هو الذي خلق لكم. Allah Almighty created for us, for the human beings. Yes, Fawad is so much happy that, oh, Allah Almighty has created everything for me. But you have to be very much careful, okay? There is a reason behind this, that we have to get closer to Allah Almighty Himself. Perfection, okay? That is the reason behind. So, then قال in the next ayah, قال يا آدم. Now Allah Almighty asks Adam عليه السلام that, oh Adam عليك السلام, okay? أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء. You say these things that I have given you, okay? Say them to the angels. Let them know that you are better than them, okay? So, فلما أنبأهم, when the Adam عليه السلام, okay, informed them of their names, the names of the things that Allah Almighty had given the knowledge to Adam عليه السلام, okay? بأسمائهم قال the angels accepted this, okay? They understood that, yes, Adam عليه السلام is better than us, okay? Then Allah Almighty said that, قال ألم أقول لكم, Allah Almighty said that, didn't I tell you that I indeed have the knowledge of the unseen in the heavens and the earth? Allah Almighty says that, didn't I tell you that I know everything, okay? I know who is better. I know who has the knowledge. I know who does not have the knowledge, okay? Then, وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ, and I know whatever you disclose. It means you do, like, in public, for example. Whatever you do, not hiddenly, okay? And whatever you do, hiddenly. So Allah Almighty knows everything. So this was, so who won the challenge? Who won the challenge? Fawad won the challenge. So human being, of course, okay?
Yes.
Won the challenge. So our superiority, again, I tell you, is and the divine soul that Allah Almighty has given. وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي. And also what? The knowledge that Allah Almighty has given, okay?
So having more knowledge is equal to having more sawab.
Yeah, of course it is. But it depends on what knowledge.
Like the more good knowledge you have, the more sawab you have.
If you have a knowledge that kills humanity, instead of reward, you will have punishment.
And
The knowledge should be the knowledge that helps you go to perfection, get to perfection. That's that knowledge. So inshallah, in the coming session, we will be talking more about this, okay, about the story of Adam alayhi salam and the angels, the prostration.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So now Fawad Haider قال قالوا سبحانك. سبحانك, the first rule is the letter ba, which has like the qalqala rule, right? سبحانك. قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا. This has a kind of you admit, okay, the angels admit that they have no knowledge. Look, how do I recite? قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا. One of the key points in recitation is to remember or to take a look at the meaning of the ayah, at the interpretation of the ayah. So if you understand this well, you will understand how to recite. If you know this, you will understand how to recite, for example, okay? قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. This ayah doesn't have any special rule because we know all of them, okay? So let's go to the next ayah. قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئُهُمْ أَنْبِئُهُمْ. Again, that, what rule?
إِقْلَاب.
إِقْلَاب, it's easy. أَنْبِئُهُمْ بِأَسْ أَنْبِئُهُمْ. This is a new rule, okay, that we have not practiced.
أنبئهم ميم ساكين plus با. When ميم ساكين plus با we have what rule is applied on ميم؟
إخفاء.
إخفاء. Yes. ميم ساكين plus با we have the rule إخفاء. أنبئهم بأسمائهم. أسمائهم that واجب متصل مات. فلما أنبأهم again. أنبأهم إقلاب هم ميم ساكين plus با again. إخفاء. فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدونها. The rule قلقلة is applied here as well. تبدون. If we are skipping, okay, the words in this ayah because we have practiced them a lot, okay, so we don't need to make time practicing them because they are easy. وما كنتم تكتمون كنتم نون ساكن plus تا. حسين
نون ساكن plus تا is
the rule
is ha.
إخفاء. إخفاء. Superb. إخفاء. Fawad yes. helped you. Give thanks to Fawad. So كنتم تكتمون إخفاء. So before we end the session, do you want to listen to these verses again?
Yes.
Okay.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون.
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we practiced these two verses. And inshallah, I hope you refer to the Tafasir book. Again, I'm saying this. And also, practice the Tajweed rules. See you inshallah in the next session. Stay with us, brothers and sisters who are listening to us. Hussein, Hassan, and Fawad. See you inshallah in the next session. Thanks for joining us today. Thanks to Allah Almighty. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Xavier International School. See you inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters,
Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Now, today being a very extremely special day, and that is the birthday of our holy prophet, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and also his grandson, Al-Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, the founder of the faith after his grandfather. So these two special figures are, in fact, the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all mankinds that we will be talking about today in this episode. Now, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in supplication number 8, in the verse where he says, where he seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from opposing guidance, right? He says, "O Allah, I seek refuge in you in mukhalafatul huda, rejecting guidance." We said guidance comes in the form of messengers, comes in the form of verbal ways, written ways, and sometimes Allah shows us the people that we need to follow. So today being the birthday of the Holy Prophet of Islam and the birthday of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Now these two characters, that they themselves, they played the role of different types of hidayah. First, they played the role of verbal hidayah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was teaching and preaching verbally. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he would sit in the mosque of his grandfather and he would deliver lectures. It says that in one of his classes, it had about 3,000 students. Now, I don't think there is any class in the world that has about 3,000 students in one class. You can see the amount of knowledge that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was giving to this Muslim ummah. Now, obviously, before I get sidetracked, let us take a short break and then we will be back right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, today being a special occasion, the birthday of the Prophet, the birthday of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and we are very excited. Now, you can tell I'm so excited from my voice, right? I hope you can get the vibes. Now, so we're saying that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he used to have 3,000 students just sitting under his minbar, and every one of them says, Qal al-Sadiq, Qal al-Sadiq. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also done that as well. I mean, he founded the faith of Islam. So verbally, they done their part when it comes to guidance. Also, non-verbally, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam brought the Quran to me and to you. Which, okay, fair enough. I can't see the Prophet, but surely I can read the Quran. And I can't say, well, I did not know. I'm no longer excused. The Quran is available in every corner of the room. Sometimes we have it just for the blessings of having it. So we absolutely have no excuse to say, well, I did not know. So the guidance is also in the Quran in a written verbal form. When it comes to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, for example, you can see that we have thousands of ahadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq into how we do things. And that's why we call it, you know, the school of thought of Ahl Bayt, usually referred to Ja'fari, because due to the amount of knowledge that came from Imam Sadiq, he himself, right? Thousands of ahadiths came from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, which formed this madhab. And then there's what we call the practical hidayah of things. So for example, when you look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and you look at the way he walks, the way he talks, the way he deals with his wives, the way he deals with his companions, the way he deals with children, the way he deals with everything, that itself it's a form of guidance, because he only does that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which Allah wants. So anyone that looks and observes will be guided just through looking. Same thing with all the imams, including Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, where if you look at how they've been described through the books of history, they said, we have never seen anyone more pious. We have never seen anyone more knowledgeable. We have never seen anyone more calm, more this, more that, than Ja'far Sadiq. That's also a form of guidance. Let us take a short break and we will come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Now, we're talking about Hidayah. We spoke about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, for the fact that today is their birthday, and from them we learn. Allah says in the Quran, right? Wallahu yad'u ila dar as-salam wa yahdi man yasha ila siratin mustaqim. There are two types of hidayah in this verse. One, Allah says yad'u ila dar as-salam, to come to the house of peace, and وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And then he guides them those who wish to the straight path. So sometimes you have to see something, and once you go to it, and you come into it, then you find out the guidance, and then you walk. So let's, for example, if we want to say Darus Salam here in this verse is the house of the Prophet and his household, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, you go to them, you learn from them, then Allah will show you the straight path. As-Sirat al-Mustaqim obviously goes through the Prophet and his household. Then you have been guided. So when we talk about guidance, don't always limit it to a concept or an abstract concept in your mind that is, at least is dry, right? Allah says, no, it's not like that. Allah sends guidance in different forms, in different ways. But then it's up to me and you to follow. It's up to me and you to take action. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. We have made the nations before you perish. Why? لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا, when they became transgressors, وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيْنَاتِ, and their prophets and messengers came with guidance. وَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا, but they were never to believe. And this is how we will treat them, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the people of Yunus. But this applies to every one of us. We have the guidance. We have received it from the Prophet, from the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam, from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. But we just reject. We just don't want to follow. We just don't want to, move through that path. Then we can't say, well, where's the guidance of Allah? Why haven't we been guided? So therefore, we constantly need to ask Allah what the Imam asked from Allah. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from مخالفة الهدى, opposing guidance. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را, هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را.
یا
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Quran Quest, yes please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we dive into the verses of the Quran with our dear and beloved, always happy, always ambitious and energetic, Brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Habib. How are you doing? Thank you for coming over.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Brother Habib, it's also the birthday anniversary of Imam Sadiq and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So congratulations to all the Muslims out there, and especially the Shia, and also to you, Brother Habib.
Thank you very much. I also wish the Islamic Ummah peace and blessings, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon them happiness and joy during this day. Of course, especially for the Shias, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. If it wasn't for him, you know, the knowledge would have been out there.
Thank you very much. So we're with Brother Habib, and we're on chapter 76 of the Quran, an insan or man. And let's listen to verses 4 onwards and then come back for the discussion. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا.
Indeed, we guided him to the way, be he grateful or be he ungrateful.
Inna a'tadna lil kafirina salasila wa aghlala wa sa'ira.
Indeed, we have prepared for the disbelievers chains and shackles.